Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is alarming news for those of us who actually believe that the Bible is a positive influence or can be a positive influence on a society and has been a particularly positive influence on this one. There's a new Gallup poll. They have asked for years and years and years about, do you take the Bible literally? Do you believe in it? Is it the Word of God? New all-time low. New all-time low in terms of the faith in the Bible, and new all-time high, 29% of people who believe that the Bible was put together by man and it's a collection of fables and history and moral precepts. Okay, we will get to that. What is the implication here? The implication might have something to do with the fact that the Georgia Guidestones, which have been a favorite of conspiracy theorists for years, it's supposed to be a project by the New World Order. It's been mysterious. It's huge. It's called the American Stonehenge. It has inscriptions on these big, huge granite slabs. Well, guess what? It got blown up. Probably last night. Nobody knows who did it. Who could have done it? It could have been someone on the left. It could have been someone on the right. It could have been someone who is completely insane or someone who is just a little bit insane. But why'd you blow something like that up? It's private property. 4th of July? I don't think so. And speaking of the 4th of July, new information on the shooter in Highland Park, Illinois, and it's just so incredibly frustrating. There's a powerful column by a columnist in the Chicagoland area who writes about how foolish it is when people like his uncle, who was talked on TV, say, we had no idea. Well, their dad had no idea. He had two different interactions with the police involving mass killing and suicide and confiscation of his weapons, not his firearms, but his knives and daggers and swords that he was collecting. And John Cass writes a piece where he says, the devil is laughing. And laughing at the idea that no one had any way of knowing. So once you know, what do you do about it? Now, yes, there is a new study, which is the most encouraging study I've seen in a while, about something that you can do as a neighborhood, as a family, as an individual, to help protect yourself from crime. And it's not necessarily getting more firearms. It's actually something more, not just harmless, but beneficial for your whole neighborhood that you can do in your home. We will get to that. Also get to the struggle of parents to try to deal with what has become a growing and actually deadly addiction, which is porn. And porn addiction for people even before puberty, which is truly sort of horrifying. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Charges against the shooter in Highland Park, that was announced by the Lake County State's Attorney in Illinois. That's clip four. We will get to that in just a moment. Background of the shooter, and again, they are now saying that there were at least 45 people who were wounded, and now 8 reported dead, and we don't even have the names of all of the victims who died. But what happens with this is, of course, the people come forward who loved and knew the people who were killed. and they speak about them very glowingly. And then you have a report like this. This is a well-reported, well-researched from the New York Times, actually. And they say, Dateline Highland Park, Illinois, the man accused of killing seven people, the eighth is new today, killing seven people and wounding dozens of others in a shooting that terrorized a 4th of July parade, had been investigated by the local police before. Officers had responded in 2019 after someone reported that he had tried to kill himself. And they came to his house a few months later, seizing his knife collection, which included 16 knives and a sword and a dagger. A formidable knife collection. And seeing his knife collection, after seizing his knife collection, this is after a family member reported that he had pledged to, quote, kill everyone. Okay, it's kind of a sign of trouble, you think? Still, in the years since, the man Robert E. Cremo III, 21, was able to legally buy several guns in Illinois, including a high-powered rifle that officials said was used in the attack on Monday in Highland Park, a lakefront suburb north of Chicago. On Tuesday, Mr. Cremo was charged with seven counts of first-degree murder. The details of these prior police visits raise questions about whether the Illinois authorities missed opportunities to use their relatively strict firearm laws to block Mr. Cremo's gun purchases, and about whether a newly signed federal gun law that might have made a difference had it been enforced earlier. In a statement, the Illinois State Police defended its decision to grant Mr. Cremo a permit to own a gun, which he applied for in December of 2019, 3 months after the police took the knives from his home. Now, just think about this. You have to get what is called a firearms owner's card to purchase a gun in Illinois. He apparently got four of them. Okay, given the fact that he had two incidents where he was turned in. One was an attempted suicide of himself, and the other was this threat that he was going to kill everyone in his family. Should that be enough to get in your way, plus being under the age of 21? He's 21 now. Should that be enough to maybe say, maybe he doesn't deserve one of those firearm owner's cards that you need in Illinois? In a statement, the Illinois State Police defended its decision to grant Mr. Cremo a permit to own a gun, which he applied for in December of 2019, 3 months after the police took the knives from his home. In Highland Park, the police said that Mr. Cremo appeared to have prepared for weeks to attack the parade on Monday morning, and that he used a fire escape to climb atop a downtown business to fire dozens of bullets from a high-powered rifle into the crowd. The reports are about 70 rounds. Afterward, they said, he escaped by discarding his rifle and blending into the crowd while wearing women's clothing. The authorities released a picture that appeared to show him wearing an American flag scarf around his neck, perhaps, they said, to conceal his distinctive facial tattoos and neck tattoos. He had a lot of them. The sequence of events in Highland Park, in which law enforcement was told about a troubled young man, but where he later acquired guns and was accused of using them to kill, was not unique. In a massacre at a high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018, the FBI received tips about the person who has pleaded guilty in the case, Nicholas Cruz. So why is it so difficult to do something about people who clearly are troubled, dangerous, and self-destructive? We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Breaking news on Bobby Cremo III, whose father helped him get his card, his firearm owner's card, so that he could get the firearms that he used to kill people. And obviously that was not the father's attempt. He apparently is a successful guy, well thought of in the community. The father ran for mayor. Last time in 2019, he did not win, and he is not the mayor of Highland Park, Illinois, a town of 30,000 on the North Shore, a lakefront community in Chicago. In any event, the latest on Bobby Cremo III, he is in jail. He is cooperating to some extent with authorities, at least talking to them. This is the way that the very latest was reported on CBS News. Listen.
We are learning is that this was an attack that had been in the planning stages for weeks. This was a well-thought-out attack. According to prosecutors, they allege that Robert Cremo, once on the roof, looked down the sight of his rifle, aimed and fired at people across the street. There was a 30-round magazine, prosecutors say, inside that rifle. He emptied that magazine, prosecutors allege, reloaded, emptied that magazine, and reloaded a third time, continued to fire before fleeing. They believe that his plan was not to drop that gun, not to leave it behind, but that it fell out of his backpack. When it was recovered, there was no magazine in attached to the gun, but there was still one bullet in the chamber. Now, we also learned that while during those 8 hours that police were searching for him, we had heard that he had driven to Wisconsin. Police now say he made it all the way to Madison, the state capital of Wisconsin, and that when he saw a gathering there, he contemplated a second attack. He had a rifle in the vehicle with him, police allege, and that rifle was recovered with about 60 rounds of ammunition. The suspect indicated that he hadn't had enough time to think through that second attack and decided not to do it, returned to Illinois, and that's when he was spotted by a North Chicago police officer, pulled over, and arrested. He will have a public defender, be back in court in July. He's being held without bond. But we've learned a lot more about the moments leading up to the shooting and the fact that there, at least, he appears to have allegedly contemplated a second mass shooting-style attack.
Absolutely chilling to hear those.
Okay, absolutely chilling. The one thing about that report is he kept a well-thought-out attack. I'm sorry, it's not well-thought-out to think about how I'm going to crawl up to the top of a building, go up a fire escape, and then start firing people across the street. And, oh, yes, and I'll have an extra gun in, rifle, actually, in my car. And then, and how well thought out is it if he's going to also disguise himself in female clothing? Part of that, apparently, was he was hiding some of his facial and neck tattoos with a both a scarf and with a wig that he was wearing. No one has brought up LGBTQ membership here because there appears to be just no connection at all with this evil and diseased mind. And again, what's so extraordinary about it is that it says, in Highland Park, officials said Mr. Cremo did not have a firearm owner's identification card at the time the officers seized 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from his house in 2019. They said they believed he bought several guns in the years since, including the rifle used on Monday and another that was in his car that he was obviously thinking of trying to use in Madison. And why Madison? Why Highland Park? What is it that he felt he was achieving by murdering people here? Those guns were bought legally by Mr. Cremo in Illinois, officials said, meaning that he would have had to have applied for and received a firearm owner's card from the state police. And look, I don't think that it's appropriate for authorities, for police authorities and others and people who work for the state who control whether you get a firearm owner's card or not, which you need in Illinois in order to purchase a gun. And that's part of why this idea that this whole problem is going to be solved if we make it more difficult, more problematic, put more obstacles to people getting firearms. It won't necessarily do that because, in other words, obviously this was something that he thought about and valued and drew pictures of himself in some of his personal TV channels where he was the awakened rapper. That's the way he styled himself. And there's more. The actual charges brought against him sounded like this. This is clip four.
Today, the Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Cremo III with 7 counts of first-degree murder.
Hardly deserved.
For the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges. We anticipate dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims. Psychological victims, physical victims, attempt murder charges, aggravated discharge charges, aggravated battery charges. There will be dozens of more charges against Mr. Cremo. But these 7 counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted without the possibility of parole.
Okay, again, unfortunately, what happens, and you know this, is that even when they say at a mandatory life sentence without possibility of parole, it's not always possible to make that stick. And especially in places like Illinois, where they have a prosecutor, Fox, in the city of Chicago, who, by the way, didn't really think there was anything seriously wrong with what Jesse Smollett did, remember? But leave that aside. It's just, when you think about the number of these awful monsters, and I'm thinking about people like Dylann Roof, the killer in Charleston, South Carolina. He's still alive. You think about Nicholas Cruz in Parkland, Florida. You think about the killer in Buffalo. The killer in Uvalde, Texas, took his own life. But again, it is a horrible, horrible situation. And meanwhile, while people are coming to terms with this death, there is apparently new life in a political candidate who's planning, or at least being asked, to run for president. Really? Another comeback for Hillary Clinton? We will get to that with Doug Schoen of Fox News. And
here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the nation. Scorching heat is in the forecast across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reporting over 30 million Americans from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. The man accused of being the driver behind the deadly illegal immigrant smuggling attempt in Texas is a known no-show at his court appearance. Attorneys for the man waived today's detention hearing. That means he'll likely stay locked up until trial. The man is accused of transporting 53 illegal immigrants from the Texas border to San Antonio in the back of a big rig. They all died. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the Michael Medved show, a number of the friends of Bobby Cremo III, who has been charged with seven counts of first-degree murder, with many other charges to come, the friends said that he began to change before he turned 21 in the midst of the lockdown and trying to deal with the entire COVID situation. There's also a photograph of at the back of his house showing a smiley face on top of a black clad, actually might be black camouflage, but a figure holding a large rifle. And with the smiley face on it, identified as it's interesting, they say a painting of a smiley face figure holding a gun on the back of the suspected shooter's parents' home, credit Robert Cremo, which would be his dad. All of this is so incredibly depressing and alarming. And the Highland Park police chief in Illinois spoke about the past incidents in which the police had contact with the killer. Listen.
The first was in April of 2019. An individual contacted Highland Park Police Department a week after learning of Mr. Cremo attempting suicide. This was a delayed report, so Highland Park still responded to the residents a week later, spoke with Cremo's parents, and the matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken. It was a mental health issue handled by those professionals. The second occurred in September of 2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were arrests. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims. The Highland Park Police Department, however, did immediately notify the Illinois State Police of the incident.
Okay, the question becomes, should there be, when people talk about trigger laws or trigger warnings or triggering incidents, should there be some kind of at least more intense examination of his record? That is one of the things that people talk about when they analyze whether the legislation just passed by Congress and signed into law by President Biden, that if that legislation would have done any good here, and it might, because one of the things it calls for is for people who are below the age of 21 to have those juvenile records still available in terms of the fact that he actually had knives confiscated by police officers, and he had a suicide report. This is, does it make sense that part of our free market economy means that he could buy what they said he fired 70 rounds with his first gun, and he had more than that. He had like several hundred rounds, I believe, in the second gun that he was taking with him potentially to Madison, Wisconsin. And what was the deal with Madison, Wisconsin, and the idea of dumb headline of the day? July 4th parade shooting suspect slipped past Illinois red flag safeguards. Well, yeah, obviously. And he had a numerical obsession as well. This is a law enforcement official speaking about the most recent analysis of this crime. This is clip two.
Investigators did develop some information that it appears when he drove to Madison, he was driving around. However, he did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison, and he seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting in Madison.
Do you know how much ammunition he had at that point?
Approximately 60 rounds.
At that point, he did?
Yes.
60.
Yes.
What about his motivation for the attack?
His motivation isn't necessarily clear. I don't want to go specifically into what he told investigators. However, he had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7, and inverse was 7-4.
Believe the Orlandoans would go to Highland Park and then to Madison all along?
We don't have information to suggest he planned on driving to Madison initially to commit another attack. We do believe that he was driving around following the first attack and saw the celebration.
When he got to Madison, did something deter him from attacking, or did he appear to make a decision himself to not attack?
Indications are that he hadn't put enough thought and research into it.
Again, he hadn't put enough thought and research into it that he really carefully researched the annual parade, which was restored after the COVID ordeal we've all just gone through. It was just restored in Highland Park, and he needed to do more research about the right kind of 4th of July parade to commit mass murder in of strangers. Again, the whole idea of this being so carefully planned and well thought out, I'm not sure that isn't giving the killer more credit than he deserves. Kamala Harris visited Highland Park. This is what vice presidents do. I mean, they go to places that have experienced some kind of natural or unnatural or demonic disaster like this. But she had an urgent plea for something she believes will help this situation. This is the Vice President of the United States. 3.5.
we're going to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously. The whole nation should understand and have a level of empathy to understand that this can happen anywhere in any peace-loving community, and we should stand together and speak out about why it's out of stock.
Are we going to stand together and speak out about why it's got to stop? She also called for an assault weapons ban, but that is hardly big news, is it? Meanwhile, there's a Republican candidate. He's not the nominee yet, and in fact, a very complicated situation. It's a competitive district in Arizona. And there's a former player for the Oakland Raiders. His name is Jerome Davison. He just released a very unusual ad showing himself wielding an AR-15 against a whole army of Ku Klux Klansmen. He is, in fact, African American. The GOP candidate's ad sounds like this, clip 3. And we will get to it right after a break. There's also news about the former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, who apparently was one of the advisors who was trying to dissuade President Trump from some of his encouragements on the day of the riots for the rioters. He has agreed to testify. When? He's honoring a subpoena. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael MedVet Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the MedVet Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jerome Davison, that's Jerome with an N, not Jerome with an M, is a former professional football player. He played three and a half years with the Oakland Raiders. He is now a Republican, and he put together a striking ad that will soon be the most controversial ad in the country since the ad that was put forward by Eric Reitens, the former disgraced governor of Missouri who is running for the U.S. Senate, in what is looking increasingly like a three-way tie between the state's attorney general, a congressman, Vicki Hartzler. I actually think she will in the end win, but that's another race. His ad showed a group of Navy SEALs hunting for rhinos and breaking into a rhino's suspected house. And that's a Republican in name only, and presumably killing him, because he was talking about everybody having a permit to go out and hunt rhinos. And he was laughably saying that you can get your rhino hunting permit by contributing to his campaign. Anyway, this new ad is remarkable because it shows Jerome Davison wielding an AR-15. And he looks like he knows what he's doing with it. But what is he wielding it against? He's wielding it against an attack by the Ku Klux Klan wearing white hoods. And the ad sounds like this. Listen.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense. That no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic in all 30 rounds.
Okay. And again, what's interesting is usually it's Democrats who are trying to warn the people. Yes, of course, he's associating Democrats with the Ku Klux Klan, but generally this vision in America that you are defenseless against the Ku Klux Klan without getting your AR-15, will this help him win a complicated congressional race where I believe he's running, he's at least running in the same district where the incumbent congressman Paul Gosar has been one of the strongest of President Trump's supporters. Meanwhile, more on the whole idea of weapons, that particular ad contrasts with another ad that I've remarked on just because the ad itself is so remarkable. Over the 4th of July weekend, the governor of California, who's running for re-election and increasingly coming to the fore as a real candidate who's going to be listed in all of those trial heats and certainly a more effective candidate, said some political analysts in California, than Kamala Harris, who was his former contender, as a fellow contender from California. But the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, ran ads in Florida over the 4th of July weekend. Now, why is he running those ads? Because he's encouraging Floridians to come live in California. But is it really to try to get people to pay attention to the prospect of a governor of California versus governor of Florida race, Ron DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom? Here's Gavin Newsom's ad trying to say he's just basically a down-home country boy from San Francisco. Listen, clip 12.
It's Independence Day, so let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. The Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight, or join us in California, but we still believe in freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love. Don't let them take your freedom.
Paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022.
Okay, there aren't many votes for California governor in Florida, but it's running in Florida, and an indication that Gavin Newsom may have higher ambitions. Everyone has known that. I mean, since the time he was mayor of San Francisco and then lieutenant governor of California and then running for governor and then ultimately beating the recall, his ambition has been not well concealed. And this breaking news from Washington Post, former White House counsel Pat Cipollone to testify Friday, that's 2 days from now, of course, after a subpoena from the January 6th committee. It's unclear what limits, if any, there will be on Pat Cipollone's closed-door testimony. Cipollone had previously been reluctant to testify to the committee, citing presidential privilege, but he has been regularly mentioned in the hearings and is key to a number of episodes being plumbed by the committee. Individuals who confirmed the session spoke about the committee's plans on condition of anonymity to freely describe private deliberations. There also will be another open session, televised session, Tuesday, coming at 10 a.m. Eastern time, so 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, and this one will be to focus on the cooperation between, alleged, between groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Boogaloo Boys and I believe Patriot Front is included, a number of the very militant right-wing organizations that were directly involved in some of the violence on January 6th. That will be discussed on Tuesday at an open hearing of the committee, the January 6th committee. They also have agreed that one of the witnesses will be Sarah Matthews, who was a fairly high-ranking aide within the White House, who resigned from the White House on January 6th because she was so appalled at what was going on then. So she will be the featured witness who they hope will have a similar impact to what was able to happen with Cassidy Hutchinson and her testimony, which clearly helped to gain some momentum for some of the suspicions about what the committee would ultimately turn up. And then there's this headline for from USA Today. Trump weighs announcing 2024 run as early as this summer. Amid January 6th revelations, allies say the former president has repeatedly hinted at a 2024 run since he left office on January 20th, 2021, 2 weeks after the attempted insurrection and 1 week after the House impeached him for a second time. Many advisors believe Donald Trump will run for president again in 2024. The one question, whether Trump will announce this summer or after the November midterm elections. Among the factors affecting Trump's timetable, a bevy of January 6th investigations, aides offer a traditional caveat. Trump could change his mind about anything at any time. Donald Trump's prospective campaign to reclaim the presidency in 2024 faces legal and political jeopardy, but allies say some of the potential roadblocks, including a threat of prosecution, are actually motivating him to run. As he ponders when and how to announce, Trump is dealing with new revelations about his conduct during the January 6th insurrection of 2021, pushback from a rising number of Republicans, and above all, the prospect of an unprecedented indictment of a former president. Well, he's facing that in Georgia and in New York State also. New York State, it would not be for any of actions that he took as president. It would be for actions involving his business career before the presidency. Actually, I do understand that Trump, being the center of attention, which is something that he likes, sees that he could help to mobilize some particular enthusiasm if it looks like he is in real legal jeopardy, and also make it look as if that legal jeopardy and any prosecution was just entirely political and not deserved. That would be his position, unquestionably, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.